Love paying shipping and delivery fees just to wait weeks for your package? We didn't think so. That's why Lowe's delivers fast and free. All MyLowe's rewards and MyLowe's Pro Rewards members enjoy free delivery and free same-day delivery on eligible orders. Yep, you heard right. Same day, too. That's just another way members get more at Lowe's. Same day applies to orders over $25. Subject to availability. Restrictions and terms at lowes.com/shipping terms.
Decker and Darren Donick and Chase on this Tuesday afternoon. ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Blue Note Juke Joint Whiskey. Smoother than smooth. We go from David Poyle, the general manager, to Coach John Hines, and now Rebecca Keene, who is the vice president of community relations for the Nashville Predators. It is Hockey Fights Cancer Day all day here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, and we are excited about that because we're trying to help the Predators and the 365 Pediatric Cancer Fund raise awareness and funds to help research and to help the folks over the Monroe Carroll Junior Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt. And over the years, they have done unbelievable work, giving them over $3 million to help us, $3.3 million to be exact, and we're asking for your help again today. Rebecca, how you doing?
Great. Thank you for having us on, and thanks for doing this day. It's a passion project of the whole organization, and our fans have really gotten behind it, and we are just appreciative that you're helping us push us through the end of the year and reach our lofty goal of $100,000.
And where are we right now with that lofty goal? I know today trying to get $36,500, but at last check, I think it was around 80,000. Is it over 80,000 now? I haven't looked in a while. Where are we on that goal?
We're at $85,000 awesome. Raised. And this GoFundMe, once we hit that, we're going to be well over our goal. So we're just asking fans to make a $35 donation in honor of Pecorine and number 35. And we did the math. It would only take 1,043 fans for us to hit that goal for the entirety of the $36,000. So it's doable. It's a small bite, and I think we can get there.
I think for the purposes of what we're doing today, we should ask 1,025 fans to give $35, and then the rest need to just give a little bit more, because that number makes a little bit more sense with what we're doing. You've seen what this has done. By the way, Pecorine and Shea Weber, a part of this going back to 2012-2013 season. You've seen the work. You've seen the players show up at the Children's Hospital and the impact that it has. You've seen what this money and the impact that it has and what the research has done over the years. What does it mean to keep raising awareness and funds to help fight this awful disease?
When we started this fund, we wanted to create a legacy project that would far surpass all of our time at the Nashville Predators, including Shea and Pekka. And I think that really has been started with this fund. And not having one game to recognize these kids like we normally do, we were able to highlight the kids throughout the whole month of November. And we reached back to some kids that are 10 years out of treatment, and they are thriving, and they are in medical school, and they want to get into oncology and be doctors. And they talk about the impact that the Preds had during the darkest days. It really brought them a piece of light and a little bit of happiness during some really tough times. And the relationships and friendships that they built with the players over hospital visits and then coming to the games and then meeting the guys after the games. Like, it was a really fruitful relationship. It wasn't just an autograph and off we go. We keep seeing these kids again and again through their make-a-wishes. So, sports bring a lot to people, and I think this fund and our work with Children's Hospital, where you're able to use this amazing platform of the Nashville Predators to bring light to a great cause. And we've helped hundreds and hundreds of children through entertainment, through research, through activities at the hospital. And so it's an all-encompassing passion project of the organization.
Rebecca, I want to get you to talk a little bit more about Pekka specifically, because of course, he became a dad here very, very recently. He and Erica, their first child. But, you go back, as you said, to the beginning of this whole thing with him. You go back even before he came up through the system and became a Predator. So you've known him for a long time. But just his specific contribution to the 365 Fund, Just tell us how it's grown, and because we all know he's a pretty special guy, but you get to see a side of it that a lot of people don't.
He is this gentle, kind, amazing soul. I don't think you could meet anyone more compassionate than Pekka. And he's met families after hockey games whose child was there a month prior and passed away, and we presented them with a jersey, and he is teared up and really emotionally impacted by these families that he meets. Another example is our friend Nathaniel Bone. He was diagnosed when he was 15, and he's now in his early 20s. And we met him at Children's Hospital, and he would come to hockey games, and he's a huge fan. And then recently his brain tumor came back, so we crowned him King of Smashville, and we held a huge night for him, and we signed him to a one-day contract, and all the players were there in the morning signing this contract with him. And he just had this friendship with Pekka. They have a picture of them being goofy from 10 years ago, and then they took another one just again in February when he was King of Smashville. And Nathaniel is really a true part of our organization and a dear friend of Pekka's now. And it's not just these simple relationships we have with fans. It is these in-depth, really complex friendships that we value. And Nathaniel is also an employee of the National Predators now, and he's one of the greeters at the doors. And he has that friendly face when you walk in, handing you that program. So it is much more than raising money for cancer. It is impacting the lives of these children and their families in a positive manner.
Rebekka King is with us from the Nashville Predators as Hockey Fights Cancer Day here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, raising money for the 365 Fund and much more, as you just heard. Real quick, Rebekka, I'm about to do this. I know a lot of people are wanting to do this. It's a GoFundMe page that is set up. $35 is or more, whatever you want to do. But take us real quick through the process of just how easy this is.
So it's an easy click. We'll get the link posted up. I think you guys have the information to post, and you just click on it, select your donation, and instantly you get a tax receipt. So there's always that benefit for the end of the year coming. And then you have the ability to post it to your Twitter and Facebook. So we would love for you all to tell your friends and family that you supported this cause and help make it go viral. But the nice thing of GoFundMes is that you can see this fund grow and you can see your impact instantly, which is why we decided to create this charity campaign. So any contribution is appreciated. I think 10 is the smallest. Everything adds up, and we're just grateful for people listening and participating.
Well, we all miss being in the arena, the hockey fights, cancer nights, the kids coming out on the carpet and the getting their story told. It's so moving. I so miss those games because of those moments. It's incredible. Whenever, you know, you get to see the story of these kids and their journey and what got them to that point. I certainly miss, and I know a lot of people miss those nights. Not that we don't miss all the nights, but those nights in particular.
Yeah. And we can always guarantee Paul McCann, his voice is going to crack because he reads those emotional stories. And
as soon as his voice cracks, I'm gone.
I know.
The first 30 seconds of the broadcast, because Mason and I, then we make eye contact and we're our tears are going. We're shot for the opening faceoff.
Chase and I are in the, you know, we're standing up in the bowl and sometimes I have to like walk down the tunnel.
What's up?
I know.
You good?
I know.
How are we doing?
Rebekka, thank you for coming on. Thanks for doing this. Continue to be safe. Happy holidays to you and your family, and we'll keep getting the word out.
Thank you. And the easy link, so everyone knows, is nashvillepredators.com/365fund. That'll bring you all the information. That's probably the easiest place to go.
Okay, great. We really appreciate it. That is Rebekka King. She is the Vice President of Community Relations for the Nashville Predators. What a fast and fun moving hour. We will come back. We'll start the final hour with Mitch Light. We'll talk a little college football with him. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5, The Game.